Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. It's Ashley Burgess in the house. It's Sunday night and you are listening to Perspectives. And if you missed the first segment, which was really great, we were talking to Sergeant James Bristow, the Vice President of the Dallas Fraternal Order of Police, and he was weighing in on the Christopher Dorner situation in Big Bear Lake, California. And if you don't know a little bit about the situation, this guy was working with the LAPD and lost his job due to this situation we talked about earlier, and he's, you know, claiming victimization, but at the same time, he's wanting revenge. So he's taking his revenge out on shooting cops and killing a daughter of another lawyer and all kinds of stuff going on. So they are actually in a manhunt looking for this guy right now. And we were talking about some other stuff about the race issue too, because he was trying to make this a racial issue, which I don't believe that you can make this a racial issue. This is a revenge murder issue. We've all been victimized. Every single person that's listening to the show right now has been victimized in some way, shape, or form. Some people could say that victimization was very difficult and hard, where they had to go get counseling, whatever had to happen, as well as maybe they had to, like, basically rebuild themselves from the ground up. Other people have been able to, you know, have different types of victimization. But the same applies, is that most of us, for the most part, don't decide to take out revenge for this situation. And James touched on a really good point. He said most victims actually want to try to take care of their life and go within and try to basically cleanse themselves without trying to go outwardly and take people out. So that's kind of an interesting concept. We actually have a caller on line one, Andreas. Andreas, glad to have you on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. How are you doing this evening?
Thank you very much, Ashley. I've got a lot to say, so I mean, I better get it all in.
I'm glad to have you on tonight.
Well, yeah, I'm actually an African-American, and I'm very outspoken about the hypocrisy in my culture in today's modern-day America, Ashley. I think we, you know, the C-SPAN about 8 years ago had a questionnaire. You know, they sometimes have call-ins, and the topic one day was, do you feel like you owe your national leaders anything? And if so, what would you do? Now, I was about 36 years old at the time. But I feel actually like I owe a country a debt of gratitude. And that's what I said. I said, you know, I'm an African-American. I don't have a college degree. I started a construction company here in South Garland back in 1996 with minimal experience. And I was without anybody impeding me or keeping me from embracing the American dream. And I have to say this, I hate to say this, Ashley, and throw this in, but actually I lost $220,000 my first year to an African-American.
Wow.
And I wanted to take vengeance, but I didn't. The prudent thing to do was pay the minimums of my max out credit cards and see what the white men would, how they would treat me if I showed them exemplary credit the next year, if I showed them perfect credit. And I actually got my first surety bond, actually, with maxed out credit cards, no college degree, at the age of 30, to bid on a parking lot of Plano High School. Anyway, I went on to tell the C-SPAN program, I said, I feel like the only thing I can give our national leaders is a debt of gratitude, a gratitude for establishing a foundation in which I could embrace the American dream. My company grossed, my first 5 years, $2.8 million.
Wow.
And I owe that to people who have set up a platform in which I could embrace. I've been to Cambodia a couple times on mission trips. To me, what I thought of the American dream, I've lived it. But I also feel like I owe my national, get ready for this one. This one, a guy couldn't stop laughing. He heard the answer to this one. Anyway, I also feel like I owe my a debt of gratitude for my national leaders apathetically ignoring and overlooking my culture, social impotence.
Let me ask you a question, Andreas. When you brought up this point about, you know, at the very beginning, how somebody had stolen, another African American had stolen $250,000 from you, and I think we've dealt with those situations when somebody has put us in a financial situation so bad that we can't, you know, we can't fund our own life, and it's especially hard when you're having to see that person on a daily basis and deal with it. But the idea of revenge does come to mind, but when we are conscious, like you and I, and most people are, you think about it for a slight second, and then you go, you know what? That's not where I want to go in my mind. I don't want to do that, but at the same time, I really, 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 really don't like that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, I mean, because they're no good. I mean, there's nothing good about them. I mean, you can't steal some money or borrow money and not pay somebody back or whatever it is for that period of time.
Yeah.
But yet you and I didn't go down the revenge, you know, the angle of revenge. And I have to agree with that.
Actually, let me say this about revenge. You know, God says, vengeance is mine in the word of God, if you're a believer. And I got the utter pleasure when I almost passed away at the end of 02. Another black man, again, unfortunately, took advantage of me while I was dying.
Oh,
and he professed to be a minister out of Fort Worth, but also was a contractor. I don't think he really equated to any of those, who contractor or minister. But anyway, I was dying, and I did a contract for him on Spielman Road, and I completed it. My company completed it. He decided to perjure himself to the city of Dallas and state that he paid me $52,000 while I was incapacitated. Down. I don't work in the field, actually. If you won't go and shook my hands, you would question whether I really do any work. Well, I don't. I work, you know, I basically organize everything and procure the projects. Anyway, it forced me into bankruptcy, and that's when I lost my freedom. And yes, I would have loved to, you know, went out and I recovered. I recovered out of the hospital after 8 days from this illness and found out I was still in business, had my corporation. And so the Lord salvaged my the millions of dollars I did the first 5 years. And it's on my website, too. And you're gonna love what's on the website. I'm going to tell you that in a second. But let me say this. I gave this to the Lord because I knew what he did was evil, and he violated 5 out of 10 commandments.
Most definitely.
And this guy's 20 years older than me, Ashley. I was 35 years old when he did this. He's 55. And guess what? I gave it to the Lord. I said, Lord, I know what your word says. Vengeance is mine. And you know that just 10 months later, I was walking down the public works office of the city of Dallas, and a lady came to me and said, you know, Lewis Johnson filed bankruptcy, don't you? Lewis Johnson, Century Services, no more. I said, what? She said, yeah, they're gone. I mean, but the jobs should have been lost because I lost my dump truck and my Bobcat that were almost paid off. Actually, my Bobcat was 4 months away from being paid off. If you had just granted me, you know, $5,000, I could have paid it off, and blacks should have jobs. So when we say George Bush didn't care about black people, we need to really, really review what we're saying. We know that, I think that's hypocritical, Ashley, and I'll tell you why. It's because,
yeah, well, I know I agree with you about that whole concept. And where do you fall on the scale? Like, where would you fall? Like, we're talking about this evening. You know, you have one side of the scale on the very far left is like this revenge murder, this concept. Kind of in the middle, we're dealing with, like, you know, manipulation. Kind of toward the right, we're dealing with, you know, dealing with judgment. And kind of past that, we're dealing with complete clarity. Where do you find yourself?
I think clarity, because, you know... Let me say this real quick. But let me say, you know, George Bush invited me, African American, no college degree, to his dinner in 2004.
Wow, that's awesome.
I received the award, the 2003 Texas Businessman of the Year, of the National Republican Congressional Committee. And since then, I've won a number of awards. Since then, my website went out. It's a beauty of a website. Nobody knows except the people that listen to this radio show and the people that I tell that I filed bankruptcy in 03, but it doesn't matter anymore because the word is out. But, you know, actually, the pros so outweigh the cons. I got to see who my true allies are in America. And they certainly haven't been my culture. I've lost over $400,000 to African Americans. It's only really been two. But I mean, but my best employee was African American. He did pass away at old age. So there are the pros and the cons. But I hate to say this, but we as African Americans are not living up to the dream that Martin Luther King envisioned. He'd be turning over in his grave right now if he saw how we treat each other. You know, we say George Bush didn't care about black people. Actually, we don't care about ourselves.
I agree with you, Andreas. I agree with you. And unfortunately, we're kind of running out of time, but I do like the way that you weighed in this evening, and I'd like to hear your perspective in the future on a lot of different concepts. And I agree with what you said tonight, and I think it takes real guts and real thought process where you're at to be able to come and chime this in, because a lot of people feel the same way as you, and also a lot of people, you know, respect what you do, and I respect what you did as well. And I hope that you keep living with clarity, and I hope that you continue to call in. And my producer's going to give you my email address so that you can email me some stuff on the side, too. I appreciate you calling in this evening. Thank you.
God bless you, Ashley. Okay, yeah. I appreciate it. You guys seem great.
Well, thank you so much, Andres, and I appreciate it. And please call in again, and he's going to give you that email address, and you have a great night. You know, Andres really made some really good points, and I think this was an awesome conversation to have, because when you talk about it, you think about stuff, you think about it with enlightened thought and clarity. He went out and about and did what he had to do, even though he was getting screwed by other people, especially they even happened to be the same race. He did the right thing and didn't take revenge, didn't think about taking revenge. I mean, maybe for a second we all think about something, but he realized with rationale, you know, hey, I'm going to get through this. And he also said that, you know, revenge is not a human thing to do. So I think that was really awesome. I like the way that he weighed in this evening. And, you know, we're going to talk about some more concepts. Like I told you about that running scale. Where are you in the scale? Where do you fit in? Where are you at? So when we come back, we're going to take a very short break. And we're going to discuss some other concepts. We're going to discuss some concepts about manipulation. We're going to discuss some fear type based stuff. And we're going to talk about judgment. So stay tuned. Keep it at 570 AM on Perspectives or iHeartRadio. And we'll be right back.
Are you making a career transition or starting a new business? Have you been feeling dissatisfied, reevaluating life choices, or simply looking for personal and professional breakthroughs? Maybe it's time you look into getting yourself a session with renowned certified life coach, Ashley Burgess. Life coaching deals with all areas of a person's life because issues in any one area can affect all others. Life coaching is a process which helps to solve daily problems, increasing the understanding of life's natural philosophy. As a licensed and board certified master life coach, Ashley Burgess empowers individuals in a supportive and non-judgmental way. Ashley understands that life coaching is a special relationship between herself and her client, and your anonymity will always be held in the highest regard. Life coaching is a practice with the stated aim of helping clients determine and achieve personal goals. Ashley Burgess helps people to recognize their goals and to both recognize and overcome the obstacles that are keeping them from getting there. For more information, visit ashleyburgess.org. That's A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-E-R-G-E-S.org.